former 49er wide receiver and 95.7 The Game football insider, the great Terrell Owens with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, T.O.? How was your Labor Day weekend?
Man, it was pretty chill on this end, man. Just pretty chill, relaxed. Watched a lot of tennis. Watched the U.S. Open a bit. So that's kind of how I spent most of my weekend.
You ever been to the U.S. Open? I heard it's a pretty awesome event to attend live.
I don't think I have, but I'm going to New York. I'll be in New York Wednesday, so hopefully I can catch a match or two.
Yeah, maybe you can call a good friend Tiger Woods, who is going bananas. I don't know if you saw that last night in the Rafael Nadal match. Apparently Tiger Woods is a big tennis fan, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's showing a lot of excitement. He needs to get his butt on that golf course. And see some of those fist pumps out there on that golf course.
T.O. with us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, so what's the mindset like? Today is Tuesday. The first game of the season is on Sunday. Back in your playing days, what was this opening week like as you got set for that first opponent?
Man, you're chomping at the bit, especially if you're a veteran. As a rookie, I'm sure, you know, this is sometimes the coming out party. There's no more dress rehearsal. This is, you know, especially if you're drafted, you know, high, you know, you're trying to live up to the expectations, the potential in which you were drafted. And for a lot of these undrafted guys or guys that weren't drafted so high, they want to go out and prove that, you know, they're worthy of just as worthy as some of those guys that got drafted before them. So at the end of the day, man, some of these guys, this is a dream come true for them. They're going to be a little nervous, a little bit of anxiety. But then once you get out on the field, man, and the national anthem is played, and that first whistle and first play, I mean, especially a defensive guy, I mean, they just want to hit somebody, you know what I mean, just to kind of unleash and relieve some of the nervous energy. And then, you know, it's just a game. It's back to, like, just when you played in high school and college.
T.O., you know, you had some great receivers on your team, and you end up being one of the greatest ever as well. You had Jerry. This team, they got Dante Pettis, you know, who played last year, who emerged, you know, rookie, only started 8 games. Debo Samuel, who was a rookie this year, hasn't started any NFL games. Marquise Goodwin only played 7 or 8 games. Richie James, no guy played 16 games last year, no receiver. So what is it like this week? And so when I'm saying this week, how are they, how do they increase their productivity? How do they increase their productivity on the practice field this week? And how much is on this on Wes Walker, who you know and respect as a receiver, as the receiver's coach? How does he get this group of guys who hasn't had any guy on play 16 games yet season? How does he get those guys to take it to the next level, especially this week?
Just to trust the process in which you've had OTAs, you had training camp, you had the luxury of playing, especially playing in preseason, you know, just to kind of, you know, really kind of educate yourself on what you're supposed to be doing, what your job is. At the end of the day, this is what you play the game for, is to go out there and play to win, number one. A lot of these guys, they have personal goals. You have your team goals. And then the job of the coach is really for, as you said, some of these young guys, is to get these guys ready. As a coach, you don't just, you know, have and give them X's and O's, but the job of a coach is really to understand that these guys are embarking on, about to embark on some of the best times of their careers. And so they have to get these guys ready. Let them know that, hey, it's just a football game. You've done it before. Just trust the process that everything that you, the hard work that you put in into the game is going to pay off. And so you just got to take it. I know it's cliche, but you take it one game at a time. You can't look too far ahead. Just trust that all the work that you put in is going to pay off. And so, especially for these young guys, don't go in there trying to, you know, make too much happen. Let the game, allow the game to come to you. I think early on in my career, I was a little bit anxious. And then once I started to kind of understand that I was becoming a star, you know, a lot of drop balls that I had. It was that, you know, I was anxious. I wanted to do something. I wanted to make the big play. So these guys have to understand that, you know, it's play by play, quarter by quarter, and just let the game come to them. And again, like I said, you just got to trust the process that everything that you've done is going to pay off. And so everybody has a job to do, and you just got to do your job.
Great words from Terrell Owens here on 95.7 The Game. And at what point do you start to have that click in? Because you look at this Tampa Bay game and then at Cincinnati, two winnable games. How quickly can these rookies find their footing and be able to make real contributions? When did you first start to feel comfortable, T.O.?
It wasn't probably like, man, maybe after my third year. Again, I had a lot of guys to sit behind and learn from. You think about Jerry, J.J. Early on in my career, we had Nate Singleton. We had a number of guys. So I just looked up to those veteran guys to kind of lead the way. And so I don't know a lot of those guys. I don't know if they're going to have the same examples as I had as far as paving the way and leading the way. But, you know, there's enough guys, you know, throughout the team. And, again, that's where coaching comes really is going to have to come into play is to really kind of help these guys, you know, do what they do best. And so, like I said, you have to trust the process that everything that you've done up until this point is going to pay off. And so you think about the OTAs. You think about, you know, watching film work. You go in after games. You understand that, you know, you have to make adjustments. You understand who you are as a player. Understand your strengths and your weaknesses. These are things that you work on in practice. Understanding your opponent, most importantly. So these guys have to go in and just know that taking it one game at a time, not to look too far ahead, and everything will be all right. But again, looking at the dynamic and the makeup of the 49ers defensively, I think they're going to be good. Offensively, you talk about a lot of youth. They have experience there at the quarterback position. Jimmy is starting to, you know, he shook off some of that rust, you know, the first couple of games that he's played in. So they're going to rely on some of those veteran guys to kind of lead the way, and everything should be fine.
T.O. with us here on 95.7 The Game. You've played in conditions similar to what the Niners are going to face this weekend. It's going to be very hot in Tampa. It's going to be very humid. How do you get the body ready to make it so that you can get through four quarters playing at the highest possible level?
Man, it's simple. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Especially going into an environment where it's going to be very hot, humid. You have to prepare your body. When you talk about preparing for a game, it's just not the mental aspect of it, just not the X's and O's. You know, taking care of your body and having your body in the best condition to play in certain conditions, this is part of it. So obviously hydration is key. You know, knowing what you're supposed to be doing is key. And, you know, if you're going out there, you know, just understanding what the game plan is, you're knowing what you're supposed to be doing. And I think Lorenzo will tell you, mistakes are going to happen.
Sure.
But as long as you're going 100%, if you're going to make a mistake, make it 100%. You know, you're going to make that mistake 100%. But that's, you know, there's no mistake-free football. You have to take advantage of every opportunity that you're out there on the football field. But the best thing, you know, for a lot of these athletes, you know, playing in certain conditions like this is really hydration, because if you're not on the football field, you're not valuable. You can't contribute. So I'm sure a lot of these guys, especially the coaches, the training staff, that's one of the number one things, especially going to a game like this, especially under those conditions, is hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Oh, no question, without a doubt, T.O. T.O., when you talked about trust in the process. You're talking about the young receivers that, you know, it took you a couple years to really just know that, hey, I'm that boy dog and I know the ins and outs of the offense. How is it, you know, with this particular game, the side adjust, receivers are going to be lined up, you know, they got nickel personnel in, maybe a blitz. What is the toughest thing about knowing who's hot when you know the lineman or the running back's going to take that guy? What are some of the things that you can see these guys struggling when it comes to the integral parts of saying, hey, it's going to take two to a side or not going to take more than that? How do you go through that process to make sure you're calm to understand, hey, look, I'm hot now. I'm going to side adjust. I'm doing those things. What are some of the things that these guys, you know, have to look forward to, and how do they go about the calmness of doing that process?
preparation, man. You know, it's just, you know, in high school we had the five P's. It's called proper preparation prevents poor performance. And a lot of the guys, when you talk about slight adjustments and things of that nature, blitz pickups, sometimes it's not the most talented guy that's going to be on the field sometimes. And that's where a lot of these preseason games comes into play. A lot of these guys are being evaluated, not only just because of your physical talent, but you got to be mentally into the game just as well as physically. So, you know, picking up a blitz, understanding, you know, your sight adjustments, that is just as important as your physical talent, especially as a receiver, just to catch the ball. I think, you know, what I prided myself on a lot of the time is really, you know, not only just my I wanted to add a presence, you know, in the not only just from a receiving standpoint, but in the run game as well, because I knew the things as I began to develop as a receiver, everything that I did on the football field contributed to the success of the team. So again, there were times where I knew that I was going to be a decoy. I ran off that ball like I was about to catch the rock, or, you know, there were some times I had to go down and hit a defensive end. There were some times where I had to, you know, go down and crack that safety. Those are all the intangibles of being, you know, like you said, a boy dog, part of, or just being that number one receiver. You have to be able to complement, you know, each and everybody on the football field. There's 11 players. Everybody has to have a job to do. And so, again, sometimes it's not the most physically talented guy that's on the football field. When you talk about a numbers game, when guys are being cut, sometimes, like, you wonder, why is this guy getting cut? This guy is good. We don't really know, you know, what the evaluation of that kid is. Like I said, maybe he's making a lot of mistakes, you know, and so that's why, like I said, they call it a numbers game. It's just not, you know, just what you do physically. You have to be mentally prepared, and it's all about being mistake-free football. And sometimes that numbers game, you can get caught up in it, and you have to be prepared, you know, each day to go out there and be the best on that football field.
Good stuff, as always. Hall of Famer, former Niners wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, Terrell Owens with Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we appreciate the time. Enjoy the games this weekend. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
Absolutely. Go Niners.